Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Man, I saw this like really great clip of, it was like an edit of the Oscar thing. And it was like, basically.
The one you posted in the Discord?
Oh, was it?
Keep fucking my wife's mouth, that one?
Yes, yes, that was it. I want to play that on the show. Thank you. Did it get deleted? No, it didn't. All right.
I have it anyway. I downloaded it to send to someone else.
Okay, great.
Because I didn't want to send a Facebook or a Facebook link. Was it a Facebook? Something I did that with something.
It was Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
All right, great. I found it. All right, I found it. I found the original, I think. Let me see.
Should I call Block Talk? Are you dialed in?
Wait, what's that?
Should I call Block Talk? Are you dialed in?
Yeah, I'm dialed in. Talk radio.
Talk.
Hello, I'm talking. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I have to make the... I forgot I have to make the video for the intro. One sec. So what else? I guess I went to a Judas Priest show. I could talk about that a little bit. Anything else we want to talk about?
Did we mention WrestleMania? Did you put that down anywhere? You have anything?
I'm just saying, like, are there any other topics? Just so I know if there's something else to transition to once we talk about everything.
No, I think that's quite a few topics.
Yeah, and then we still have a bunch of links from previous weeks.
Okay.
Rob, your curtain is moving. Do you care about that? I feel like you're getting light coming in.
Surrendering. Waiting for it to finish. Just waiting. It's kind of wild how, while yes, it's kind of old news, it's still sort of not old news. How, like, there's now takes and then, like, takes on the takes. Like, I don't know if you saw. Well, I guess we could talk about it.
Bill Maher weighed in last night. I know we were all waiting for that one. I saw that.
What's his take?
Let's play it. Let's just play it and react.
Okay.
Will we get knocked down if? For playing it, Mediaite has the transcript of it. which is what I read. I didn't actually see him talking.
Okay. That's fine if you don't want to risk it. I don't care.
Yeah,
reading it is fine. It's a bonus. We don't have to hear his stupid, smarmy voice.
Okay.
I'll G-chat it to you, Rob.
I'll make a prediction.
Okay.
Maybe we should do it on the air. Should I do it on the air?
Sure.
I'll just say it again, though. I think he's going to have the correct take on this, despite being Bill Maher. That's my guess.
Okay. All right, we'll see.
I mean, here's the thing. The part that I read wasn't specifically about the slap. It was more about what caused it.
Okay. Oh, well, that.
What's causing all of it?
That could be. This
is something I want to talk about. Too. Well, let's just stop talking.
This is not. But just between the three of us, I think
the
correct take is the comic's take, and he's a comic. I think his comicness will come out more than his shitty politics. Am I wrong?
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh man, just the photo of him in the thumbnail. I just want to punch his face.
He's always like disappointed. He's always like a disappointed parent.
So much better than this. So much better.
I'm so world weary.
Come on, export.
Darren, did you see that Scherzer apparently, I guess, is hurt now too?
Well, that one.
We're not pitching today.
Yeah, I think that we shouldn't jump to conclusions right away. Because they do this all the time in spring training, but it would be terrible if that happened back to back days. I really think they could easily survive either one of those two guys.
All
right. Terrible.
Want to listen to it first?
Sure. I mean, I have listened.
Oh, okay.
But Scherzer is like the risk you take of signing a 38-year-old.
Yeah.
I just saw a tweet that says it's not that. It says precautionary hamstring tweak not seen as serious.
Okay, let's hope it stays that way.
All right. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Muting. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Go! This is your announcer, Shannon Saint Mainframe, welcoming you to our IP livecast. One thing that sucks about doing the show Saturday afternoons is the livecast can never have timely commentary on award shows or wrestling pay-per-views. So I would like to predict what will happen at WrestleMania. Some sweaty old man in Speedos will shard himself in the ring, Vince McMahon will fire someone from his cryo tube, and Steve Harvey will win the Intercontinental title. Our IP live cast starts now.
All fair predictions, Shannon. Welcome to our IP live cast. It is Saturday, April 2nd. Thank you for tuning in. It's Rob. I'm here with Sid.
Hey.
And Durinsky. Yeah.
Hi.
We are here. It is WrestleMania weekend, which I've been watching a lot of wrestling this week, and none of it has been WWE yet.
Rob was telling me he would love to go on like a trip to the WrestleMania city 1 year and just never go to WrestleMania and just go to all the indie shows that they do in the area to try to attract all the fans that are there.
Yeah, it's because, so WrestleMania is held in a football stadium, so they typically have like 70 to 90,000 people, 90,000 tourists, and most people fly in. So they have all these tourists who, a good chunk of them are, pretty hardcore wrestling fans, so all these other smaller promotions, they do shows in the area, and basically anyone who's everyone comes down, and there's all types of shows. There's Lucha Libre, there's like death matches, which I'm not really into, but like I've just been watching all these other shows and there's been so much great stuff. And I remembered when WrestleMania was here in New York a few years ago, 3 years ago, I believe, and how much fun it was just show hopping, because there's just 3 days where there's just rest. It's like South by Southwest, but for wrestling. There's just a show after show after show 3 days straight to the point that your ass hurts from sitting on shitty fucking folding chairs.
Yeah, that's why.
It's a oh.
What? I don't understand.
I don't know. It just seemed fun to say. I felt good.
He means your third butt cheek, Rob.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Third butt cheek on a pole match.
It's like a smorgasbord of different types of wrestling, and then in the corner of the buffet table, you have the Holodietz part, which is WrestleMania.
Well, it's so funny because it's like WrestleMania is the reason that all of these shows happen, unquestionably, you know, like that's what's kind of bringing everyone here. But by the time you get to WrestleMania, or by the time I get to WrestleMania, let me talk about myself, I'm so burnt out on wrestling, and I've seen the best type of every style of wrestling. Mm-hmm. And then you tune into WrestleMania, which is, and I don't mean this as a knock on WWE, but it's it's like a watered down mainstream version of wrestling.
Too kind.
It kind of numbs the excitement. And also, you know, I feel like in recent years, because WrestleMania is WWE's kind of most watched event, it's their biggest brand, I feel it's no longer targeted towards the hardcore wrestling fan. It's targeted, they assume this is the night where more casual fans will be watching, because people will have the equivalent of a Super Bowl party. They'll have a WrestleMania party, and they'll be inviting. So they want all these people who might not watch wrestling to give them some sort of hook to enjoy it. And there's also tons of commercials and like brand integrations, and it's too much now, but I will still watch it.
I'll fast forward through it.
Yeah, I'll fast forward because I still have so much other wrestling to watch. I'm like still catching up on the weekend's wrestling.
Let me ask you, so if you have a peak, is this like free on Peacock, or how do WWE pay-per-views work at this point?
Yeah, they just stream on Peacock.
Free with ads, by the
way. It's not free. You have to have
a subscription on Peacock, you just get the pay-per-view. You don't have to pay extra. But what if you don't have Peacock? Can you just order the pay-per-view?
Yeah, for the traditional price.
How much is it?
It's like $50.
Yeah.
And is it two? I thought it was two nights. So
I guess
it'd
be $100. Yeah. Oh. Which is like, Christ. Why? Just order the fucking Peacock. Well,
get Peacock, exactly.
Yeah.
What I've heard is the people who order pay-per-views are people who live in rural areas where internet bandwidth is still relatively weak, and they just have satellite dishes.
Oh, I see.
And so that's kind of where the majority of the pay-per-view orders come from. They just can't stream it.
What did Mike Francesca do? Did he?
He called Mons.
I heard I gotta get a Peacock or something. I gotta do something.
So I am really looking forward to that. Like the main. I always love mainstream people talking about wrestling. Like, can you believe this stuff? You know,
yeah.
Like,
I gotta order this WWF thing. I don't know what.
Yeah,
it is.
But my kids.
They always say WWF. The boomers. They're still on WWF. It's been WWE for 20 years now. This is, or they even when there's like a fight at their job or something. I was down in a loading dock. It looked like a WWF match.
It does just sound better. It still feels better to stay WWF.
100%. WWF. It was amazing. I was talking to Rob about this too, like how one little letter changes so much of it. But I don't know is it because we just were inured to, like, you know, we had that drilled into our heads so much that it was F.
I think so.
I think it's part that, and then, like, I don't remember who the wrestler was, but within, like, the last 15 years, there was some wrestler who was, like, I don't know, his gimmick was that he was Russian, I guess, and he said double E.
Vladimir Kozlov.
That guy. So now I can't even say WWE. It's either WWF or double E.
It's hard to say.
Those are the only two choices.
Well, there was a little wrestling action in mainstream America, am I right, folks? Am I right? I'm talking about the 93rd Annual Academy Awards. What the hell?
Yeah.
It was last Sunday. We couldn't be more dated with our – like, we are as far away from its relevancy as we could be in terms of pop culture cachet.
Well, this is going to happen now because we're on Saturday, so, like, we can never talk about award shows in real time or wrestling pay-per-views in real time. But, yeah, anything that happens on a Friday, we're all over it.
Yeah, we were there for Taylor Hawkins dying. At least
That's
we had
right.
that. Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks for dying on the right day. Much appreciated.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for always making it awkward for me.
I mean, we didn't kill him.
Speak for yourself, pal.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to take the credit away from you that you so richly deserve.
I didn't realize. Well, I don't know. All right.
Rob was going to join in on that. And he just
he's like, I better not.
It's not worth it.
I don't want my good friend Dave to be upset with me later.
He's going to find out Sid killed Taylor Hawkins, and he's going to get very upset. Won't be invited.
So moving on. So the Academy Awards were last Sunday, and I just want – what a terrible presentation. As someone who lives for TV variety shows, is one of my favorite things to watch. Sure, I love this shit. I love
Give
it.
Their all-time top five TV variety shows.
I don't know.
You love
no,
them
I,
so much. Name,
I mean,
name
like,
three.
Three
you
variety
like,
shows?
That you like.
Well, Saturday Night Live is one. I like any award show. I used to love the MTV Video Music Awards. That was like one of my favorite watches of the year.
The Brady
and
Bunch. Of
and as Dusty Rhodes Muffler points out, the Tony Awards. I never really watched the Tony.
You like giving an award to a guy named Tony?
Depends. But anyway, so I love watching. So
Hold
there
on,
was a whole.
Time out. Does Grindr have awards like Reddit has? Like you get
like
a little...
achievements and badges and shit.
No,
it's a new world for me. I'm trying to.
No, there's no. Who said this?
I don't know. You said that you give a guy named Tony an award on Grindr.
Oh no,
I didn't say anything about Grindr.
Oh.
I guess.
Oh, I see. I connected it because I was thinking of website awards. That was I added that.
Darren's having a whole separate podcast.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the extended Rob award giving universe here.
But so there was a whole big thing leading up to the awards. I don't know if you guys were paying attention. You guys hear about this?
podcast trope.
No, that they were cutting some of the technical awards because they wanted to keep the show moving and keep it like light and exciting. And there was a big resistance to it because it's like, hey, what's the whole point of this? The whole point of this is to reward good movie making and you're like cutting the tech, you know. Well, as Sid rolls his eyes, it's like, it's really not about that. The goal about
it
is to get
it
high
should
ratings.
Be. That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
they
yeah.
claim it is.
Well, they needed to clear some time for the slap to fit that in. They had to.
Well, I'll get to it. But even forgetting about the slap, there was so much filler on this show with like these random anniversaries of movies.
What do they do? It was like the 28th anniversary of Pulp Fiction or something.
Yeah.
What?
Like, why celebrate this year?
Just
like,
give
what?
It 2 years. It's fine. Those people, I mean, Tarantino might die from a cocaine overdose, but
also that film did not win Best Picture that year.
Nope.
Right?
No.
Like, yeah, it was Forrest Gump that won, I believe. Right. So
that sounds right.
So what are you doing, guys? But even like White Men Can't Jump 30, like, I mean, great movie. Phenomenal.
All right.
Love
yeah.
it. But was it nominated for a single Oscar?
Yeah, like what does it have to do with the Academy? Or there were two tributes to James Bond.
Were
Why?
There two?
Yes.
It's just a tribute to all the movies that the stupid Academy didn't honor enough when they were actually
right.
out. And they're going to do another one of these 28 years from now with all the movies they're ignoring now.
And this is, so this was their reason why they wanted to cut these technical awards is so they could fill that time with even shittier tributes. And the best part is this year's award show came in about 15 minutes longer than last year's award.
Well, that was all Will Smith's speech. Kevin Costner, if you saw the Kevin fucking Costner part.
No, thankfully I started the show like 2.5 hours late, which was the move, because I scanned through a ton. I will say I did like the hosts. I thought the bits were pretty fun. They were good variety.
What about Amy Schumer with that stupid Kirsten Dunst bit that she did?
That was weak.
I mean, it was weak, but I don't think it was worth her having to like release a statement that Kirsten Dunst was in on it. Like, of course she was in on it. Yeah. They would never do something like this.
She released a statement explaining her joke. That's always good for comedians to do.
Well, some of the writing definitely wasn't that great, especially if you ask Chris Rock.
Well, there was no writing for Chris Rock. He just improvised all those lines.
That's what they want you to think, Sid.
Yeah.
Well, I want to play this. So I want to play this in the full context. Now, Sid was ahead of me watching the show, and he were like messaging as I'm watching it, and I let him know like what part I'm up to, and then we go back and forth, and he's like, "Dude, there was something that just happened that totally just shook me," and I'm like, "Oh, well, I know when it happens." He's like, "You really can't miss it," and I'm like, "Oh, well, what award is it? Like what time?" He's like, "Best documentary," but it doesn't even matter. So with that,
and he was still like an hour behind, so I'm just sitting there like distracted, waiting for the message from Rob that he finally saw it. Oh, before we get into this, because this is going to be like half an hour of the show now, I just want to mention the Kevin Costner thing that was so fucking weird. He presented Best Director.
Okay.
And before he actually announced the nominees, he talked for like 3 or 4 fucking minutes. And he's given like this whole background of how he got into cinema and stuff. But he worded it really weird, so everybody thought it was a joke, because he started saying how he was 7 years old the first time when he saw his first adult movie. But he meant like movie for grown-ups, not porno. But everybody laughed because they thought he was about to start talking about the first porno he saw.
Oh, man.
And then he just went on this long fucking rambling thing about the power of cinema. And everybody's like, what, huh? Oh, this is serious? Okay. It was just really fucking weird. And I don't know. And that's another reason this shit goes long, is you let the fucking presenters fucking give monologues. Why? Just get to it.
The Oscars should really be just like the MTV Video and Movie Awards. They really should. Like, they don't have to copy it exactly, but they should do it in a fan-friendly way, like movies that people actually watch, and make it about – the Oscars is really the WWE of Movie Awards. they do everything in the shittiest, corporatist possible way, like, just shit, the shittiest version of what you're doing.
What I want to tell you, what I was just talking about, Dan, is I feel like this year they were trying to be the MTV.
Right,
MTV,
but failing.
And failing.
They're doing what WWE would do if they were in that situation, to try to appear to be that. That's what they're doing, and they're fucking it up badly.
All right. So, and then Chris Rock comes up, and then this is when things get interesting. So let's watch.
Joe's got the hardest job tonight. Javier Bardem and his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win. He is praying that Will Smith wins. Like, please, Lord.
Can you pause it for a second?
Dana,
all right.
I love you.
This is like a highly overlooked part of this clip, but I
agree.
I think his joke against Javier Bardem was worse than what he said about Jada Pinkett Smith. Like, he's just basically saying he's a cuck. You know, I thought like what he said about Jada Pinkett Smith was like, kind of a compliment. We'll get to it.
I think this is also the missing context, is no one plays this first part of the clip because let's keep going a little further and then we'll talk about it.
Please, Lord. Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay.
It was a nice one.
I'm out here. Oh, Richard.
So I just want to point out, before the punch, a lot of people focus on that he made fun of her being bald. Uh-huh. But the joke wasn't that she's bald. The joke was that she will not, like, Will Smith never has to worry about that sort of situation because Jada would never be nominated because she doesn't act to such a role where she would be, where, like, she would just be in a G.I. Jane. She wouldn't
that
be
wasn't,
in a good
that's
movie.
Not the joke.
I didn't take that away.
Not
at all.
Where, how'd you get that? No.
You're
giving him way too much credit for the depth of that joke.
Yeah.
He just saw a bald lady and made a bald lady movie.
And I don't think I want to add something here. I don't think he made a bald joke. I think he's like, she's got a crew cut. Demi Moore had a crew cut in that movie.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's the connection. And it's not like, ha ha, you look like shit. Demi Moore looks fantastic in that movie. Yeah.
It's not like
you're
ugly. He's saying they're both bald and I'm an observational comic. Now, it's a bad joke because nobody remembers fucking G.I. Jane.
Yeah, it's like a 30-year-old reference
right.
here.
But I don't think it's a mean joke. I think it's a dumb, like, hack joke.
Agree. It's hack. Total hack.
It was not mean. I think he's saying she looks like Demi Moore in G.I. Jane. She's in shape. She's gorgeous. She's got a shaved head. And he didn't know she had alopecia. I don't see a drop of bad intent in this joke.
But, I mean, in this day and age, just making any reference in a joking way to a woman's appearance is sort of frowned upon. So in that way.
But was it wasn't a negative? So you can't say a positive?
I think it was open to interpretation whether it was negative or positive or neutral. I'd say at best it was neutral.
He said that he didn't know she had any medical condition, and he just thought she styled her hair that way. So if we take that as at face value, I think you have to say that's not at best. It's like neutral on her appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like observing her appearance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't think Chris Rock did anything wrong except using G.I. Jane as a reference
in
2020.
That was the worst part for me. Okay.
He did nothing to deserve being slapped.
No.
Yeah. And then this happened.
Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude. It was a G.I. Jane.
We are all Lupita.
Yeah, I feel so bad for her because, like, people are going to watch this in 20 years and think that that's the woman he's talking about because that's the woman that's seated closer to him.
Oh, no.
And she's in all the fucking shots. And she's an innocent victim in all of this.
Wait, what does she have to do with G.I. Jane?
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
This is where he really fucked up. Okay. This is where he just stutters. I talked over it. I can't contain myself. Go back a few.
You're doing him a favor.
I think at that point he had a really good comeback. This is what his stutter is. I have a really good comeback, but he's like, you know what? I'm just going to move on.
Yeah.
I don't want to get slapped again.
Okay.
I could say a lot of shit about you.
Greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
Chris Rock is a very smart guy and a brilliant comedic mind. He could have destroyed Will Smith.
I think he did the most reasonable. Like I am on Chris Rock's side. First of all, he was shook. He was just slapped. He's like, not only was he just slapped, he was just talked down to on international talent. Like it's a traumatic moment, you know. And he's just like I think at that point he's like, this is not worth it. I'm getting out of here. You know, like I need to get out of here.
Because
he's even talked about how he suffers from PTSD from being mugged multiple times while living in New York. So this is not like some new thing for him. So I think he did fine. I know there are people that say like, oh, he should have kept going and hit him with another insult, but. I don't know.
I think there's two.
How should he have responded?
I think there's two responses. The one, and I understand if he doesn't want to do number one, but number one is to hit him back with another barb. If you want to take the high road, that's fine. But what you should have done is like reference, step out of character for a second. It's like, yo, what you just did was crazy, and that's not acceptable. Okay, that's fucked up. That was a joke. Like, make it serious. For a quick second, and then be like, "All right, I got to move on with the show." He just stood there stuttering. Like to me,
He did say that though. He said it's a G.I. Jane joke. He's like, "What?" That was his way of saying, "What are you getting upset over?"
I don't like the way he delivered that. I think he
well, I think you're being a little hard on Chris Rock in this moment. You have to
But he's the host of the Oscars. Like
he's not the host. He was
whatever. All right, he's a presenter at the Oscars, and he's supposed to. You know, he's supposed to, you're in the major leagues. Like if I was to say, this guy should get a hit in this situation. I can't do it, but he's the best in the world. You know what I mean? He's in that league.
I don't know. Well, beyond that, I was just as shook as Sid at this point in the sense that I couldn't believe that Will Smith was just sitting there. Like, right. he went back to his seat.
No one said a word. No one said a word.
That's
then.
It. Like, well, they were afraid they'd also get slapped.
They don't have security, though?
Well, apparently, like I was reading yesterday, that apparently during the commercial break or whatever, security did ask him to leave, and he said no.
It turns out that was not true. It turns
really?
Out that was not true. That the opposite is, in fact, true. That a producer came up to him and said, we actually want you to stay.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Nobody
wow.
asked him to leave. They want because they knew he was winning the Best Actor Award. And that speech, he went up there, and he must have talked for, like, over 5 minutes.
Yeah.
First of all,
they were afraid to put the music on for him.
I was
going to
say, not a hint of walking him off stage. They would never do that.
He could have done 60 minutes. He could have done an HBO comedy special if he wanted to.
And I want to say, I feel like, I forget, I think I was talking to you, Darren, at this moment. Like, well, watching this made me empathize with people who get radicalized by QAnon, who have these, like, ideas that these are all, like, Hollywood is filled with lizard people, that they're all in on it together. Because that's what it looked like. I was like, how are these people laughing with him and crying? Like, he just fucking committed an act of violence.
That's exactly okay? what it is. That's exactly what it is. Where the QAnon people go off the rails is when they make Trump the fucking hero of the story. That's what it is. He's just one of them. They just decided Trump is the guy that's going to save us from all these that they're horrible people. I don't think that's a question.
Well, there's a difference between being horrible and harvesting children so you can rape them and drink their blood. That's what
yeah, I
expect.
That part I need a little more evidence on.
It's just fucking turned up to 11. I think this is, there's no Epstein flight logs. I mean, this shit is happening. It's just they're insane people that
yeah.
don't have what's the word, critical thinking skills.
Yes.
So there's a kernel of truth in there, and then they just run with it, and they look for everything that supports them, their shit.
And so here's the thing. People are talking about how, like, well, he shouldn't have been talking about his wife. That's what you get when you talk shit. First of all, you're a fucking celebrity. Everyone fucking talks about your life. And then people were pulling, like,
you put your life
old...
out in the public for us to talk. Like, why do we know about their relationship drama? Isn't it because they fucking publicized it?
Yeah.
We know about a basketball fight he had on the basketball court when he was 17. His mom got scared.
And, like, that's everybody else's mom that's scared.
There were clips from previous Oscars. Here's why. Now I remember why I thought it was this thing that she's a bad actress. I was confusing two bits of it because there was a previous Oscars that he hosted when he was the host.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when the Oscars so white controversy was happening. And I believe Will Smith was protesting the Oscars or something, or he wasn't going to show up because he had a nomination. And so he said, Jada, you don't have to worry about protesting, like implying like she would never be nominated for anything, something like that.
She wouldn't be invited in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, defenders of Will Smith were pointing out, like, that Chris Rock has a history of coming after his wife. And it's like, these are jokes. Like, calm down. And what's kind of weird to me is it really does seem like these are the same people that when there is a comedian, a right-wing comedian, who says offensive things towards minorities, that they'll be the first one to be like, they're just jokes, man. Chill out. But if you come after a guy's wife, it's like, no, you deserve to get slapped.
Is that the same cross-section of people, you think?
I think it is.
Like, so, right, I'm not, like, saying you're wrong. I actually have seen on, like, online, like, Twitter and stuff, like, right-wingers, whenever there's a large comment thread with all types of ideological spectrum of people, the right-wingers are all defending Will Smith, I have noticed. And, like,
yeah, so
know,
that's what I'm saying. But, like, if Adam Carolla is making a trans joke,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to be defending the trans person for being offended for saying that's too far. They're going to be saying, oh, it's just jokes. Relax.
Yeah.
Like, what? Get a thicker skin.
I don't know, man.
So, but this,
I think I said Will Smith. I meant Chris Rock. The right wingers are all defending Chris Rock.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Okay.
I misspoke. Sorry. Yeah, like, you just can't walk on stage and slap somebody, and that's disgusting. Like, that was just
this is just more cancel culture.
Yeah. Yes. yes. They, like, you can't say anything nowadays.
Well, I have seen that, and then people would point out how, like the Stand, which is a comedy club in New York, posted something like that. But then a comedian, Jake Flores, pointed out how he performed there, and someone came up and assaulted him, and they made jokes about it. They didn't. So it's a very subjective stance to take. I do want to play the best edit that I've seen, and this is why you need to join our Discord, folks. You heard about this thing, Discord? All the kids are using it. We have a Discord. You can get the link in the episode description. You can get the invite. We're hanging out in there all week long. You can talk to us, talk to fellow live cast stars. Here's the edit.
So they need to join the Discord to hear a clip that you're just going to play on the show anyway?
Well, they would have seen it first. This would have been old news for them.
But also,
they were in the Discord.
I would say that we don't have to play all the wonderful goodies that
That's
appear
true.
In the Discord. This is one example.
Here we go.
Yeah. Keep fucking my wife's mouth. I'm going to. Okay? Jada, I love you. Can't wait to see you. All right? Yeah.
Keep fucking my wife's mouth.
I'm going to. Okay? Jada, I love you.
That is
can't
just
wait
smile.
To see
That's what
all
gets right? me. Well, he says, I'm going to. Will just smiles and starts
eating. Right. I do want to point out, that was the craziest part is, you know, as he's making these jokes about Jada, they immediately cut to Will Smith and Jada. And Will Smith is, like, kind of laughing. And I feel it's only until he sees Jada's reaction that he feels that he needs to, like, step up for his woman. And I feel like there's so much weight behind that. Like, you know that there must have been so many instances where she, like, got mad at him for not sticking up for him, that he had to overcompensate here, you know, like, that's what it felt like.
I know, like, his whole fucking acceptance speech was about how he protects it was the weirdest fucking thing, like, all these actresses and powerful women need Will Smith to protect them.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
what
my God.
Is he fucking talking about?
He used the line, like, I want to be a vessel of love, and my head almost exploded, because it's like, what sort of vessel of love goes up?
He was slapping the hate out of Chris Rock's mouth.
That's what it is.
It's what he did.
It's like when Jesus comes down with the sword, you know.
Just, and he's crying, and like they're. I felt like I was being gaslit, you know. Like, what the fuck am I watching? Get this guy off. It completely, whatever minimal amount of credibility the Academy Awards had left, it was just gone. It was what a joke.
Rob, I want to backtrack for a second, if you don't mind, before you go to the next thing. But you just said. They showed him laughing, and then Jada kind of, like, turned his opinion into being angry. I have an alternate theory, and I have no idea if this is true, but tell me, and it's not a joke. This is what I really think happened, is that he heard the joke, okay, like we all did. He doesn't remember fucking G.I. Jane, just like nobody else fucking does. He said, boy, that joke really bombed, and he gave Chris Rock a courtesy laugh because they're both prominent comedians.
He's just smiling
said,
more than laughing.
Okay, whatever. Then Jada leaned into him and said, he's making fun of my hair. And then he got the joke, and he said, oh, G.I. Jane was bald. And then he snapped. And then he snapped. And that would make it consistent. What do you think?
Know.
It's possible.
I mean,
but also,
sure.
Yeah, I guess we don't really have footage of, like, those few seconds between the Jada reaction shot and when Will gets up and walks. So
right.
It's possible that happened, yeah.
It is circumstantial, I admit, but it's G.I. It's a G.I. Jane joke. Like, to me, a G.I. Jane joke. That just, you've lost your audience when you do a G.I. Jane joke.
And, like, the thing is, like, you pretty much knew that Will Smith was going to be winning this award. And he knew this was his big night. And to ruin it, like his big night is forever tainted by this moment because he was a fucking idiot. Like, I'm blown away that, you know, like, he would do this. You know, if he just sat patiently for, like, you know, he keeps such a tight image, this guy. He's such a good guy image. I'm, like, 10 minutes away from the big goal, and he blew it.
He also ruined it for me because when we were going to do our RIP Livecast roast, I had all these good Barney Miller jokes that I was going to use on Sid, and now I can't because he took the dated reference.
I could be in G.I. Jane 3 with my hair.
What were you going to say, Sid?
just another strike against Chris Rock. Like, every single joke he made did not work. Even after all of that, when he announced the award, and it's for Questlove's documentary, and he says the winners are Questlove and four white guys. Meanwhile, one of the other winners was, I believe, an Indian guy.
Asian. Yeah.
So, like,
and he,
even
and
that,
he was
like,
very, and he was very upset.
Yes,
like,
rightfully
he was
so.
Like,
fucking,
like, how dare you both ruin my moment? You know, like, ruin our moment. Like, this is something we worked so hard for. And Chris Rock, you know, fuck you for saying that joke, because it's like, I was very proud that I was one of the first South Asian people even nominated for an Academy.
Did
and it's like,
say that?
There's the, yeah, yeah.
On Instagram, he posted the next day.
He posted it, but then, like, he deleted it. But he was
but
very
he was right.
He said he couldn't even rewatch the show because he was so mad. Like, it was so ruined for him that, like, he doesn't want to relive it.
And not only that, you took away from what you did by getting slapped, so no one's even talking about it. That would have been the biggest story of the night.
Yeah.
So also, there was this video that surfaced. Someone was taping with their cell phone, and there's, like, Jada's reaction to it.
Oh.
Did you guys see this video?
Yeah.
It's, like, it's from the back. So you don't see her face, but, like,
I'm going
here,
to.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me refresh this. Here.
An angle most people have not seen. Look at Jada's reaction.
My fucking name out the fucking mouth.
So silly.
So what's the
she's laughing?
She laughed. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
She also laughed at the very beginning when he says Will Smith will slap the shit out.
Angle most people have not seen. Look at Jada's reaction.
There we go. She's laughing. Anyway, whatever.
Well, by the way, I want to point out that Michael Rappaport posted that, and he's going to be breaking this down all week on his whatever media that he has. I don't know what the fuck
he said at the improv.
Oh, the improv. Sign up for that.
If you're in Tampa, head on down. And it is pretty wild. You know, it's Saturday, and people are still talking about this. It's been six days. Us, but everyone's got a take.
Still going.
Everyone had a take about this all week long.
Oh, boy.
Even some people's takes have been like, why do you need my take? You know? But it's been interesting that, like, when some people speak out, there's haters there to immediately cancel them. Like, for example, Jim Carrey thought it was very bad, and then people certainly posted, like, a video from a movie awards where he won an award and he stood up on stage and just, like, kissed Alicia Silverstone, assumingly without her permission, because he won the award.
Well, but to be fair, he was on a lot of LSD.
Yeah. And then I didn't know this, but there was a story that a woman died of a drug overdose, and then her family sued Jim Carrey because he was the one who provided her. I had no idea about the story, but this resurfaced because people were just digging on dirt on anybody talking shit on Will Smith, which some conspiratorial folks were saying this is the Church of Scientology defending Smith because of their loose connection.
I'm not a big fan of that in general. Like, if you did something shitty 20 years ago or something, it means you can never have an opinion about anything, you know?
Well, yeah, like, it's just like, you're one to talk is kind of the response.
And I don't know anything about that case or whether he actually killed a woman or you two people using drugs doesn't mean that he's, like, her guardian or something, you know what I mean? I don't know. He could very well be responsible, but I don't know the facts, so I'm not just going to assume that is what I'm saying.
Darren, is the Church of Scientology coming for you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm blinking twice. See, this is, they're making me say this right now.
Another Scientology thing I heard this week was that, like, I guess they teach that if somebody's, like, disrespectful to you or whatever, you're supposed to immediately, like, yell at them or shout them down or even physically, like, confront them. So some people are saying that's why Will Smith did that.
It's unbelievable narcissism to do that also in the middle of an internationally broadcast event like that. Like, that, it's just unbelievable.
I mean, honestly, I would have expected something like that from the Golden Globes, not the Oscars.
I thought you were going to say the Golden Girls.
Imagine
Bea Arthur walks on stage and slaps the shit out of Chris Rock.
She probably did that at some roast that she was at. Somebody made I wouldn't fuck her with Bea Arthur's dick joke.
Oh,
she just had enough.
She seemed like she
had that's right.
That was like the running joke for like a decade.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I mentioned, there was a lot of takes for the Will Smith thing, and I do want to highlight a few of them, a few show-related ones. So first we have Alex Skolnick.
This should be good.
Had a take here.
Oh, I did. I saw this one, yeah.
He said, I missed hashtag Oscars 2022 and a whole lot, apparently. Quick thought. Wasn't he the nice rapper? Meanwhile, quote, scary rappers have a great sense of humor, i.e. Ice-T and Snoop. His Instagram is LOL funny. Come on, Will Smith. You don't have to like Chris Rock's jokes, but an ugly meltdown? Violence? WTF? And then he adds, quote tweets Ice-T, who says, the Oscars got more hood than my fucking concert last night, hashtag bars. And then Alex Skolnick responds to that, hashtag Will Smith's, what's with these hashtags? Overreaction.
He wants as much exposure as he can get for his opinion.
But this is the one where he fucked up, this tweet.
Yeah.
Will Smith's overreaction at the Oscars stole the spotlight from Questlove's Summer of Soul and even King Richard, for which he won. There are better ways to express displeasure. Just when it finally gets past hashtag Oscars so white, he turns it into, oh no, Oscars yo fight.
This just makes it sound like there's a like a Richter scale of blackness, where if you're on the left side of it, it's too white. And if you're on the other end, that means you fight too much. And
you know what's so wild?
You should be a medium amount of black.
Yeah.
It's just racism.
I don't know.
Rob, get him on the line. Do we still have
a... I don't think that's how he meant it, but it does remind me of a Michael Che joke I saw earlier this week where he posted on Instagram, hashtag Oscars too black.
He's black. But, don't you understand? He's
allowed to do that.
It's like the guitarist of Testament is the extremely whitest person on the planet who did Trump suck.
How many rap videos has Michael Che put out? Come on. Alex Skolnick is black.
That is such a bad line, though. And again, it's like, I just imagined him writing it and being so proud of himself.
Oscars,
that's one thing.
Yo, fight.
And then, like, Bill Maher chimed, like, we were joking, like, oh, it's too late to have a take now. Bill Maher had a take. And Bill Maher is someone that all of us, I feel, the three of us, we were all in unison in feeling he is the hackiest of hack comedians.
People of all political stripes can agree that Bill Maher does not know what the fuck he's talking about.
And so... we were trying to predict what and Bill, you know, he's a big free speech guy. Darren, what did you think? What do you think his take is going to be?
Oh, that's right. We were going to predict. Well, I think that Bill Maher, being a hack of all hacks, is still a comedian. And I think the correct comedian's take is that you shouldn't use violence to respond to a joke, but also the fact that this was in a public setting and a prominent comedian was attacked, and it could set off a chain of people running up on stage and slapping people for jokes they don't like. So I'm going to say Bill Maher accidentally, in his stupidity, wound up with the correct take on this and is pro Chris Rock. That's my guess.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a reasonable concern for people to have, for comedians to have, because this does kind of set a precedent, I feel, you know, like
because it's Will Smith. Like if it was a rando that did this, I think
it'd
it would
be chill right now.
Yeah, yes, it would be perceived as a negative thing in society. Now it's some people are defending Chris Rock, but it's a debate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once it's a debate,
right,
it's at least semi-legitimized.
Did you read the post already? Do you know what he says?
No.
What's your prediction?
I agree with that. I feel like because he's such a big free speech, no matter what kind of guy, that he would be on Chris Rock's side. Yeah, because he always thought, like, he's a comedian first. That's his quote-unquote tribe. Okay, so let's see here. Here's the post. Bill Maher mocks sensitivity over Jada Pinkett Smith's alopecia. Just put on a fucking wig if it bothers you so much. Oh, my God. Okay, so I get it. Oh, my God. All right. I'm not going to play the video. I'm just going to do the...
He found the angle that's stupid. And even though he's on the correct side, he found the angle that's stupid.
Oh, man. And Andrew Yang is the voice of Rick. All right. So Bill Maher says, can I ask about alopecia? Because I must admit, when I saw the thing on TV. Then I go to the Vanity Fair party. Nice humble brag.
Great party.
And then I didn't hear about it until then that she had, but you don't know she had alopecia. And I had heard this word, but it was vague in my mind what it was. So I went like, oh, well, that's a very different thing. And then I found out what it was. And I'm like, oh, no, it's not that different. I mean, if you are so lucky in life as to have that be your medical problem, just say thanks, God. It's not life-threatening, you know? It's part of, for most people, 80% of men, 50% of it is part aging. It is, trust me. I know. It's the degradation of the flesh.
Great Carcass album, by the way.
It happens to all of us. And, you know, just put on a fucking wig like everybody else at the Oscars if it bothers you so much. I mean, we all, as we age, you know, we look worse. And you do things to deal with it as best you can. You know, I got my hair did this week. That's my thing. My hair did?
What the fuck is he doing here?
My hair would be Andrew Yang. We're getting pretty personal here, Bill. Bill Maher, my hair would be white and it would look worse on TV and people would think I'm older than I already am, which is already too fucking old for television. I'll do what I have to do.
Wait, is he insulting himself? Is he going to run up and slap himself in the face now?
Everybody else does. Timothy Chalamet wore a tuxedo with no shirt because he can get away with it. But I wouldn't want to see Jonah Hill try it.
Isn't
oh,
he
my
in shape
God.
Now? He's in shape now, isn't he?
Oh, my God. And also, Jonah Hill has been, like, on the record talking about how traumatized he's been about, you know, the media talking about his weight. So
Could I read a comment from the chat? It's maybe the most heartwarming insult I've ever read from one of our listeners. From Hopig Destroyer. He says, the funny thing is, when Rob does these impressions, both Sid and 3D know it's bad, but they just let him go because they're good friends. Oh, thank you, Hoping Destroyer.
Also, Hoping Destroyer, I'm not claiming it's a good impression.
Yeah.
I have no reservations about the quality of my impressions, all right? So check
Rob,
yourself.
Next time, just put a Bill Maher wig on, okay?
Make it better.
All right, so then I love it.
The comment section and smack Hope Pig Destroyer right in his fucking mouth.
Keep my impressions out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to. Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. Oh no.
Turn it to Mike Francesca.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. So, but. Just reading through that, I think, again, first of all, he misunderstands what Jonah Hill looks like now, but also he misunderstands the joke. Like, I don't think he was saying that she's bald, therefore she's ugly. I don't pick that up
in
that joke at all.
Yeah, I never got that at all.
I think she's bald, therefore she looks like Demi Moore in an old movie. That's the joke.
Yeah.
Which is a kick-ass movie about a very feminist movie.
Yeah, no one thought Demi Moore looked bad in that either. Everyone was kind of praising her for how, like, it shows how pretty her face was.
But
if
the point of the joke is look at your shaved head.
Yes.
And that that could be that could easily be seen as demeaning. And that, I understand that, but you still don't smack somebody for that.
There's so many things he could have said about the two of them. So.
Yeah, that's probably what he, when he paused there for a second, he's like, I could, all right. That's probably what he was about to unleash.
Oh, I can't wait for this comedy special he does next year.
Alopecia makes you smack somebody.
Yeah.
They'll have made peace by then, and there will have been a tete-a-tete, and it'll be fine. He's not going to go in on Will Smith by that point, I don't think.
Well,
I think if anything, he'll go in on the reaction to all of this, but it won't be directed at Will or Jada.
Yeah, because he...
Let's hear that again.
They're going to
make you slap somebody.
He, Chris Rock just started a stand-up tour. It actually did wonders for a stand-up tour ticket sales. The sales spiked because people were like, oh, what's he going to say? And he had his first show.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, for the first week, I could see just the curiosity of will he comment on it. But then after that, I'll just think about, well, how was the material he did at the Oscars? Oh, it was that bad? No, I'm not. I can't imagine the material was any better.
And he basically said he's still processing it.
Yeah. So. His face still hurts. That's the
He took it well, man. He didn't fall. He recovered. I think that's why people thought it was fake, which, by the way, like, if you are a firm believer this is fake, like, I don't know, I got a crypto scam to sell you, because it's like, why would this be fake? Like, in what
world, the
ultimate
celebrity rug pull,
does anybody benefit from this staged encounter? Everyone comes out of this looking bad. Everyone.
I don't espouse this, but I can see why people do believe that. And the reason is because it increased interest in the Oscars, and after the fact, but they're going to do another one next year, and something crazy could happen. Blah blah blah. But I think
it's going to be a year. They're going to forget about it. So like,
I don't think it was fake.
I'm just shooting down these thought processes.
But I think
Oscars benefited.
Well, let me continue. I think that you could explain away the fact that they both wound up looking bad by saying that they gave them both a shit ton of money and like, here, you're going to embarrass yourselves. And then he really leaned into the slap.
But to respond to that, I would say they already have way more money than what,
especially
how
Will
much,
Smith.
What are they, well, yeah, like how much money are they going to offer fucking Will Smith to basically ruin his reputation?
Maybe, right, think about this. What if they offered them a cure for alopecia?
But then what does Chris Rock get? He has hair.
Yeah, he's an ally. That's how much of an ally he is.
Good guy.
Or he needed that boost in ticket sales for his first week of his tour.
I don't think...
He looked like a cuck to boost in ticket sales.
That's true. Maybe Will Smith is helping out Chris Rock by helping boost the ticket sales. Yeah. I don't think, I don't espouse this, but I see why people cling to conspiracy theories. Because like you said, the Hollywood lizard thing. And I just think people want something to explain their world that doesn't make sense and they're miserable. So,
yeah.
So they look for these things, and I understand
it.
It
to be more interesting than it actually is.
I know. We're just slowly circling the drain of a toilet, and it's very mundane and boring.
Yeah.
And they want some reason behind it. I empathize with that, even though sometimes it comes out stupid.
Though, honestly, I think the truth of this incident is more interesting than if it was a work.
Yeah,
so 100%. I don't think we need a conspiracy here. I think a conspiracy here takes away from the craziness.
It's just that it's,
like, what's
it's
the
more
truth
chaos.
What do
you mean? Huh, Rob?
What do you mean by the truth of the incident?
That a guy during the Oscars got really upset and smacked a comedian on national television.
Yeah.
That's plenty. Yeah.
I just don't think they're looking for, like, entertainment only. There's, like, plenty of that. You got that at your fingertips all around, the internet. But I think it's like they want an explanation for the shitty condition of the world, So if it's like a guy slapped another guy, that happens every day, even though these two happen to be comedians at very high profile. But, like, a cabal of Hollywood elites got together and paid a comedian to slap another comedian, now fits in neatly into the bookshelf of all the other stuff,
That's fair.
All right. Well, I think we've mined this.
We've closed that book.
We've slapped it closed.
Who, by the way, Will Smith has resigned from the Academy.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Did they leave out a hyphen? He re-signed with the Academy? Is that what...
I think it means that he...
They wouldn't kick him out of the fucking building, so he must have to be on good terms with them.
I think it means that he can no longer be nominated for awards again?
There that much of a risk of him being nominated for more awards? I mean, this was like a once-in-a-lifetime shot for him, I feel like. So he was nominated before once or twice, right?
Yeah.
Maybe for Ali, for Six Degrees of Separation, but like, I don't know. He's probably...
After Earth? Did you see this movie?
No.
The one about the not After Earth, the one he actually won for, the King Richard.
Oh no, I did not.
No,
it looks terrible. It looks terrible. Like I watched it.
People seem to like it. The people that I've talked to that have seen it liked it, but I have no interest.
What I meant is his performance. Like the other people in the trailer are great, and he's just over hamming everything. It's like Fresh Prince, like Turner, but that was appropriate for that show. But that's the only gear that he has, you know.
Yeah.
That's how he was in that The Pursuit of Happiness. Like all these serious movies that he does, he's just hamming. He's just playing the Fresh Prince in like different makeup and situations.
The last Will Smith movie I saw was I, Legend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. That's it. And that was 15 years ago.
Wow.
I haven't seen anything he's done since. So
you're not missing much.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't see Suicide Squad?
Nope. Not his. Because everybody said it was fucking horrible.
It was. It was very bad.
It wasn't the worst DC movie, but it was bad.
But that's not even a...
Right.
Yeah.
The low bar.
Yeah. Let's see.
It wasn't like, Martha, how did you say that name?
You know what's going to be fun? When they do a movie about this slap and Will Smith plays Chris Rock in the movie. And that's his Oscar comeback story.
He's going to be like Gary Oldman on his knees with shoes attached. Tiptoes.
No, they'll just have to hire like an even taller actor to play Will Smith. Maybe we could bring Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out of retirement for another performance. Just upscale the whole thing.
Oh my God, I totally forgot that he played the genie in Aladdin.
Oh,
that was ruined.
I did
childhood.
Not watch that.
Oh my God, I sat through that fucking movie. That's so bad. I had to watch document the atrocity. It's so brutal. That's I can go on record and say it's one of the worst remakes of any film ever made.
I believe it.
No reason for it. It's just perfectly good film. Like, leave it alone. I'm not one of these guys, old fogies. It's like, you know, all these remakes. I'm fine with it. Do something interesting with it. Just like I am with covers, you know, do something interesting with it. I like the Colin Farrell Total Recall. I like a lot of these things that get remade, but not that shit was so fucking, it's like no reason for it. That's the reason.
Money. Well, that was the reason.
An artistic reason.
No.
Well, you mentioned covers, Darren. That brings us to another cover I wanted to play.
What have I done?
Rock God MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, was on the Howard Stern show earlier this week.
That's another one that's going down the tubes.
And he decided to cover a System of a Down song. And a relatively deep cut, I would say. I guess it is a single.
It's a single.
It's not a deep cut. But, like, I will say, not the obvious choice to cover.
Chewy would be the obvious choice, but his friend Avril Lavigne already covered that one. So
it's Aerials, right?
Yeah.
So let's just recap before we play this. He picked the song by a band with a singer that has an extremely distinctive voice that's immediately recognizable, who has incredible vocal range. And he picked the number one song, probably, in which he displays that vocal range.
Yeah, like the most difficult song in terms of vocal range in
Got
the
it.
Of a Down library. So
Got
let's
it.
See how he pulls it off.
Should
Here's
be great.
A 30-second clip.
So far, so good.
Is that guy using one hand?
No,
Rob, it's playing again. It's looping.
Where did Rob go? This is
Rob.
What are you
I'm back. I'm back.
Come back from the crapper. It's looping.
Oh, he's back. All right. We got a lot to unpack here. But why is the drummer using one hand and then miming with the other hand?
He has a maraca. He has like a shaker.
Okay, play that again. I don't want it. Can you mute it and play it again? I don't want to flip like three loops of that on our audience.
Yeah, here we go. It's like a little shaker.
All right. He's got some French fries under there that he's salting.
It's a magic eight ball. He keeps asking, should I quit this band right now? Should I keep doing this song?
Signs point to no.
Fuck! Yeah. God damn. I'm going to try again, man. I don't care until I get the right answer. Wow. That's like karaoke night, basically. That's like you go to Staten Island, the cops, it's the weekend, so they're all off, and they're doing their favorite power ballads of the aughts.
Except this is the guy that didn't want to be there and was dragged by his friends, and they forced him to do a song. He's not even into it.
It's so funny because it's like, you know, he's singing, and I'm like, oh, Serge goes really high here. How is he going to pull that off? And he doesn't. He doesn't even try. Nope. But up the fall, well, you know.
Didn't one of the members of System of Down comment that they liked the cover? Or so? I saw some headline about one of them responding positively.
Trolling.
Was I'm sure they are responding positively because it's like, oh, it gets new eyeballs on.
It makes the eyeballs think that your song sucks. Why would you go listen to it?
Last week, MGK did say he was reviving rock, so this is just part of that mission, I guess.
Yes, he's reviving it in the sense that when you rob a grave and you kill it again, you put it back in the grave. That's what he's doing.
He's unearthing the corpse just to fuck it one time before he throws it back in the hole.
Lazily. He's not even put his back into the fucking
corpse. He wants the corpse to be on top.
He's not even a corpse grinder. He's like a corpse humper.
Here's the
Corpse Grinder is the app that I use to find corpses in my area.
It's your necrophilia hookup app. Darren Malakian posted. Let's see what excerpt he posted.
I don't hear it.
Ah, brutal.
Don't hear it. Rob. Can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear it?
Darren?
Let me reload it. Sorry. Here we go.
We are the ones who want to play. Always want to go, but you never want to stay. We are the ones who want to choose. Always want to bet. You want to love.
Is
that Booker T?
Okay.
It's that guy on guitar and a bunch of white guys playing this song.
I don't know much about Machine Gun Kelly. It's always an honor when someone covers your song, so I can't hate the guy for giving it a shot.
Yeah, that's not much of a compliment.
Boy.
The shade.
We saw a forehand slap, and we just saw a backhand slap.
and then Chavo, the bassist, the System of a Down, if you don't remember, Chavo's this guy.
Sure.
He also, let's see what XRP posted.
We are the ones who want to play.
It's the same one. So he just writes, thoughts on MGK's cover of Ariel's live on Howard Stern, Metal Horns. Also not commenting positive or negatively on it.
He knows exactly what you just said. He has the same theory you do, that he wants it to get it out there and he doesn't like it, but whatever, at least it make us some money.
Yeah, which is it's totally reasonable.
Now,
there's
Rhodes
Muffler in the chat saying this is a theme to a 2000s WWE pay-per-view.
The original song kind of does sound like that, too. This is even worse. I don't know if you have this queued up, but I heard that once the song was over, Howard Stern, called him over, and they were having an interview, and he, basically kissed his ass and said how great this was.
I do have that, yes. Hold on one second.
Which just would cement Howard's fall to the ground from the great heights.
Well, I mean, was he ever really known for his impeccable musical taste?
Well, he liked hard rock. He liked good hard rock.
I think
he also liked bad hard rock.
That's fair.
I would say his musical taste was above MGK. Can we say that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe if MGK rapped for him, he wouldn't have been as nice. But also, I think he's just probably just trying to be nice to his guest. Mm. But let's hear how convincing he sounds in his praise.
Choose something to cover. It's got to be a band you respect. And today you're going to do a cover of a band that I love, System of a Down. I played their music all, you know, in the 90s when I was at K-Rock and all that shit. That's a great band, right?
Great.
Liar.
Yeah, we toured with them for a summer.
He's playing Bad Company.
In Europe, it blew our mind every night.
Did he just wake up?
Aerials at a festival or anything, or is this the first time you're doing it?
We've never done aerials at all. I'm like, you know, I'm here to just jam it and see what happens. I'm again.
This is great. You guys have never performed
Serge's
this.
Serge's voice is so untouchable. It's like I'm just kind of here to just jam and have some fun. You asked for a cover, so we were like, yeah, let's do this.
This is a big moment. This is an important song, System of a Down. This is Aerials.
It is at least nice of Howard to be like, I don't want to hear any of your original garbage. Do a cover.
And
I'm
also,
sure he did originals too.
But also, this is before he heard the song. I want to see how he fakes it after he heard this mess.
Yeah.
I don't think they play it.
No.
Oof. He's so effective.
Holy shit.
Oh,
you got to do that in concert. That works.
You asshole. You liar. You liar.
That's honestly, holy I would do the same shit. Thing just to fuck
gotta
with all the people going to that concert.
Yeah.
Like, yes, keep playing that. It was great. Sure. Mm.
If there was some Sid subterfuge going on, I would say it was great, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Holy
you got to do that in concert. That works.
Oh, that works. Torture your audience.
I mean, also, like, it could be horrible and still better than any of his other songs.
Yeah, if you're
it might
there,
still be the highlight of the set.
If you're there to hear Machine Gun Kelly, you probably like this fucking mess.
At least the music part of it sounds nice, so you get a break from, like, the shitty music of all his other songs. The vocals are still going to be horrible, but at least for 3-4 minutes, you get nice guitar playing, some drums.
Holy shit. That was Robin, did you hear that? That was fantastic.
Robin left.
Robin.
She's already in a cab back to her condo.
She's laying on the ground with her ears bleeding. Robin, did you hear that? That was fantastic.
They finally killed Robin. How sad. MGK.
Robin, your breasts are so wonderful, but this music's even better. Woohoo! Ooh.
Does he still talk about her boobs?
I don't know. I'm fucking listening to that show.
No, I don't think so. Just because of that, she's a cancer survivor. So he has more.
She has no boobs left. One boob left.
What's the
status, Rob?
I don't know.
What's a Robin titty update?
Robin, MGK's music is so wonderful. It'll bring your titties back. Ooh. Ooh.
You know, he'd probably be like, Robin, you know who has nice boobs? Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
I respect her.
Wow, she's amazing. Amazing.
I don't know that I've ever heard that particular compliment paid to her. I think people that worship her even wouldn't go that far.
Holy shit, Hillary, your cover of System of a Down's Aerial is awesome. You should do that in concert. It's amazing.
Now I'm just imagining if it was Bill and Hillary sitting in the front row of the Oscars and Chris Rock made a joke and then Bill gets up and just high-fives Chris and comes back to that show.
And then he comes back and she slaps the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Now that would be great television.
Hillary just slapped the shit out of me on live TV. It's more action than I've gotten in years from her.
Well, Vince Neil performed last Friday.
But the catch is he performed at a trade convention for that ab machine. He just put it on his abs and started spasming.
Do we want to? Let's watch a little bit. Let's see how. Let's see how our buddy Vince is doing. Here's he's singing "Home Sweet Home," which I feel is like a challenge, probably. Right?
My grandfather founded a little
more
truth.
God bless him.
Yeah. There's big six tours in Afghanistan.
His cousin. I think. He's so incoherent.
And I was talking to his admiral. And he goes, "Hey, man, they told me this shit, man." He goes, "The only thing to stand on deck, I mean, salute."
Is it me, or does it look like he has, like, fresh work that's been done to him? His face looks different.
It might be because he fell into that pit and busted up his face. It might just be stitches.
Yeah, it was required reconstructive surgery this time, not plastic surgery. I was going to say he actually looked relatively better compared to his recent appearance.
Yeah. Well, he's got the summer tour. It's right around the corner. He's got to start getting into shape.
And mind you, I'm not saying he looks good.
It's sort of like after the mortician cleans up the corpse right before the funeral, where you look at them and you're like, oh, it looks like they're still alive. Oh, it's because they're completely painted and it's still a dead body laying there.
Two consecutive weeks we had a mortician dressing up a dead body joke, by the way. Fox lady.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We do this fucking song.
Let's get to that. Oh. He just starts the line and he lets the crowd sing.
He can't finish. Yeah, there's two options. You could do that or you could do MGK. Just like lower your register.
Going to the Chinese buffet. I'm on my way to the Botox clinic.
I want buffet. Pork fried rice.
Tonight, I want buffet.
Alright, let's see what else
we got.
Shout
it to Jeff. And a side of Chinese collard greens.
Is that Blackie Lawless?
He wishes.
Look, he can't even lift his arm all the way to do the shout at the devil thing. He's like kind of 45 degree angle.
He's got the John McCain thing going on.
Or the Bob Dole with the pen.
Oh, no.
He's just come out on stage with a pen now.
Vince Neil, the dead senator of metal.
Yeah, this is a brother. Super duper super. Oh.
Ooh.
45 degree angle. You look almost like Sieg Heil when he does that.
Oh, no.
He's about to transpire upon the stage here.
He's definitely perspiring upon the stage.
I perspired upon the stage, yeah.
And that guy looks like Sammy Hagar. At the bases. Everybody in this band, including Vince Neil, looks like some other rock star. Vince Neil sort of looks like Vince Neil. The guitar sort of looks like Blackie Lawless.
It's like Vince Neil mania. Does anyone remember that? It's like a G.I. Jane reference. Beatlemania was, they used to have these guys that just did Beatles covers on stage, and it was like a hot Broadway show.
Was that like the Conan O'Brien band? Didn't they? Didn't like Jimmy Vivino do a Beatles cover band? Is that them? No.
I don't know. This was when I was a real little kid.
Okay, so
real old.
Not. Oh.
He's the one that called the Chinese buffet. He's the one that called the DoorDash. 20% off on Grubhub. Put back the MGK.
All right. Oh, we got it.
Oh, we got it 20 minutes ago. Oh, yeah. Ooh, Robin, that was fantastic. Holy shit.
You got to do that live.
I got it.
Work.
I was live. Oh, well, I couldn't tell. Whatever. We got to talk about Nutrisystem. Nutrisystem, folks. Ooh, Robin.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, well, that was fun. Let's talk about our Spotify picks. We have a running playlist going that we like to call the RIP Livecast Music Break. Search for it on Spotify. And we have over 300 songs in there now. That's very nice. And you should enjoy it. Every week we each pick a song.
You're right, Rob.
I'm all right.
He's still getting over that wonderful MGK performance.
Yeah. Ooh,
holy
that
shit.
Was good.
Holy shit.
So we each pick a song every week. This week I picked Judas Priest with One Shot at Glory from my favorite album of theirs, Painkiller. I saw Judas Priest live this week. Finally, I finally saw them live. I've been wanting to see them for a while.
How was it?
It was phenomenal. It was really, really good. It was one of those shows where you're like, oh, yeah, of course, like, this is why they're considered one of the greats. You know, like, he brought it so hard, Ron Alford. Like, his voice is in incredible shape. Complete opposite of MGK over here.
Well,
I don't know. Like, Howard Stern disagrees with you.
Such a professional, like, hit every high note. Nailed it so hard. Like, Painkiller sounded so great. All the songs that I love sounded great.
Did he recognize the audience?
He did not recognize me. No.
Were you close enough that he could have?
Maybe. I had incredible seats. I was in the 10th row. I was very fortunate.
Did he do any crowd work, like calling out people? Hey, what do you do for a living?
He didn't really do that much crowd work. He just said, like, very minimal thank yous in New Jersey. One thing that was pretty funny, so the drummer, he was doing crowd work right before Painkiller. And he kept – so the show was in Newark, New Jersey, which is right outside of New York City. It's a stone's throw. It's across the river.
It's like 10 miles.
But it is New Jersey. Now, if you're planning a tour, it would be technically considered the New York market to play the Prudential Center in New York, New Jersey. But it is New Jersey. Nobody told the drummer because he was like, all right, New York City, are you receiving it? And everyone in my immediate area was like, it's fucking New Jersey, bro. And then he kept saying, let's go, New York City. I heard New York City is the place to be.
Yeah.
And let's hear your New York City. And every time he would say New York City, you just heard the crowd rumble louder, like, it's fucking New Jersey over here.
You know, he's staying at the Marriott in Times Square, I'm sure. So he doesn't know where the fuck he is.
He doesn't know. But then as soon as he goes into the drum fill intro for Painkiller, it's fine. You know, and they sounded so good. I loved it. I almost want them to play Painkiller from beginning to end because the songs that they played off that album were the ones that I connected with the most. But everything sounds good, even like songs you've heard a million times, like Breaking the Law and Living After Midnight, like still Hellbent for Leather. Also, I want to mention
another fan comment. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, of course. Rob Halford's costume changes. Excellent. Excellent showcase of Tom of Finland gear. It was lovely to see all the different stuff. And also just, I kept thinking, like, people didn't realize this was gay in the 80s. Like it's so obvious now. Like,
Freddie Mercury, too. I used to have this debate. I was around when Queen was still a contemporary band. There, people would get enraged if you said that Freddie Mercury was even bi or, you know, like, he's the epitome of a straight man. Like, rock fans would just be so...
Look at that mustache. How could that be gay?
Tom Selleck. They'd be so incensed. They'd be so incensed. It's even in the time, I was a kid. I knew that he was gay. It didn't bother me. I love Queen. I wasn't that homophobic about it, but other people, oh, my God. It's an affront to my musical sensibility.
Well, so if they're still on tour, if you have the opportunity and you're wondering, if you're on the fence, my highest recommendation, Judas Priest.
Queen is also on tour.
Not with Freddie Mercury, though.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, before we move on to the other songs, I was going to say that what you said about Judas Priest and getting the city wrong reminded me of Overkill. When I went to see them, I went to see Megadeth, and Overkill was on the bill. And they did the opposite. Like, they intentionally riled up the audience about the geography, because they were like, it was in Long Island. It's like, let me hear you, Long Island. And he was like, I don't know, that sounds like a fucking Connecticut response to me. Let me hear you. I sound like Jersey a little bit to me. I don't know. Boo!
That's fucking great. Bobby Blitz is the king. I love it. All right, Sid, what did you pick?
Well, inspired by real-life events, I did a little research. I did digging back in the archives.
Through the ditches and burn. Sorry.
Christ. I discovered that there had been signs of Will Smith's delusions of grandeur and rage problems for a very, very long time.
Oh, yeah?
I picked the song I Think I Can Beat Mike Tyson by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Even back in the late 80s, he thought he could just fight any other black celebrity that came along, this man. Uncool, Will.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to know.
That is the best incarnation of Will Smith.
Yes.
Pre Fresh Prince TV show rapper. Unreal. It was unreal, great albums. It's fantastic. Funny.
It was basically like if LL Cool J was funny instead of just rapping about fucking people.
Great. Just great.
Did you see that DJ Jazzy Jeff tweeted, "What was that?" That was his reaction.
They're talking about MGK set on Howard Stern. The next tweet is, he said, "Holy shit, that was great." What is he on?
We need a meme, like somebody to edit together Will Smith smacking the cigarette out of MGK's hand.
I think that was a joint.
Was it? Oh.
I don't know if it was on a Discord or somewhere else, but someone showed they did a GIF of, you see the slap, but he misses the slap. Chris Rock backs up, and then he does like a fucking anime spin kick into his face.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been pretty cool. Should go back and do that.
My pick was, because it's WrestleMania weekend, I picked Asuka's theme song, The Future, which is one of my favorite of the post Jim Johnson WWE theme era songs. That's really good. Check it out. Listen to it. Asuka,
yeah,
also
like a 21st century Schizoid Man.
Yeah,
kind of knockoff.
100%. And Asuka, also one of my favorite wrestlers. Not on WrestleMania. Whatever she's doing, I don't know. She injured, but she's just not being used.
She was injured previously, but she's ready to go.
And they just didn't hear anything.
Yeah, they don't have anything for her.
Two nights worth of shit. They got Logan Paul. They got the fucking Jackass, but they can't put Asuka on the show.
Here's that Chris Rock video you were talking about, Darren.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Richard. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Richard.
Good. Good edit.
A lot of good art coming out of this situation.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely one of the positives of this. All right, so those are live cast picks of the week. And I do want to mention also our Patreon, if you like the show and you want to support us, you want to give us a little extra loving, we'd love it if you would. You could do it on our Patreon, patreon.com/RIPLivecast. $5 a month gets you 2 bonus episodes every month and access to all the bonus episodes we've been doing for the last 2 years. And there is a gold mine of comedy in our archives. Just this month, our brand newest episode, just posted yesterday, was the new entry into our RIP Livecast Meme Hall of Fame. And who were our entrants? We had the Patty Pie guy, and we dive deep into this Patty Pie situation.
Can I just ask the two of you guys? Sorry. In all these years of talking about this man and this video, do any of us know his name?
James something. I know it's James.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Is it James Wright? James something. Is it like a common last name? Something like that. I think it's James.
Yep,
Wright.
James Wright. You got it.
Wow, good job. It's a very forgettable name, though.
I got
to say.
So we talk about the Patty guy, Mindy Mayer or Meyer, Mindy Meyer, former state senate candidate.
By the way, you're glossing over the fact that we learned that it's Mindy Meyer in this episode and not Mindy Mayer.
Yeah, this whole time. And who was the third entrant into our Meme Hall of Fame?
Old New York and
Vinny Stigma, of course. We revisit the Old New York song. We revisit the documentary with the boondoggle clip.
Boondoggle, motherfucker.
Fancy Tales and Satinettes.
So it's a really, really fun episode. It's basically an entire new episode of the Livecast.
He's a boondoggle, motherfucker.
We can listen to it right now at patreon.com/RIP Livecast. In our archives, we have other entrants into the Livecast Meme Hall of Fame. We have so many wings now of the Hall of Fame with so many entries. Shlomo's in there. IO Digital Cable Song.
Queen of Vagina.
Your boy Bangs was in the last one. Who else do we got?
Throat Guy.
Yeah.
Mark B.
Vagina A Handicap.
Don't fucking match. Iron Sheik,
yeah.
Douglas Levison.
Quite a few.
And not quite a Meme Hall of Fame entrant, but really, like, he should just be an honorary entrant already. But we have a whole episode just roasting Mike Francesa, and it's one of my favorite things we've ever
treasure
done.
Treasure trove of clips curated by our fan, Eric. Mm-hmm.
Should we just give him a Lifetime Achievement Award, and that way that episode will stand as our entry?
I like that. I like that idea. Okay. So plenty of stuff in there. Patreon.com/RIP Livecast. That's the $5 tier. The $10 tier gets you everything in the $5 tier and a shout out at the end of the show, which is right now. And so how should I?
Bill Maher.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got such good reviews earlier. You got to reprise that Bill Maher impression.
Bill Maher, please.
You hear about this one, folks? You hear about this one? Okay. Eric tried to censor Benjamin and El Duderino, and I said, not on my watch, folks. You know, we comedians, we need to stick up for each other, okay? And Dan R., what's with the R? If you don't want to say the full last name, just wear a wig like everyone else. Sam I Am and Mindy Mayer Skippa, see, she's afraid of her little bald spot. She puts a little kip on it. Maybe if Jada wore a kippa, there wouldn't be a problem, okay? Think about it. And Jander and Rabba Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin Rabba Ganoush, look, I don't like that stuff. I just like American food. Give me fries. Give me chicken tenders. I don't need no Rabba Ganoush. Okay?
Give him fuel. Give him fire.
And Shasur Sassus, it's great comedy club up there. I have 7 sold-out nights where I rant about Donald Trump, things you could hear any other comedian say, but in a very condescending voice. And cattle decaf, no thanks. I like it extra strong for me, Dallas. And Rob Vampiro and Hugo likes tacos. You know, I like tacos. If I told you I've been at the Playboy Mansion, you know what I'm saying?
Want a stroke?
That's what he did there.
You okay, Bill?
I definitely did some stroking at the Playboy Mansion, Sid, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yes,
just say some jokes back. Very good, very good Bill impression.
I was going to say.
Now yell at us for not laughing enough.
Oh, excuse me. Did I offend you?
Yes,
please.
We're a couple of wokesters.
Can't say anything nowadays. Am I right, Lando Danks and LaCroix? But I do want to give a special shout out to Corey and Scotty H., two wonderful people. And
Doug Pigman, you hear about this guy? You hear about this guy, Doug Pigman? Turns out he's a pig man. Douglas, who are you, Levison? I don't know. But hey, guys, it's Josh.
Holy shit, that was a great impression, Robin. Ooh. Oh, my God. You got to do that live. Oh, Robin. Robin, was that great or what?
We got to extract that Howard clip. Holy shit. Just play that for everyone.
Anytime something is terrible, we should play that and say how good it was.
Wait, you're saying my impression of Bill Maher was terrible?
No, it's not terrible. Just wanted to reuse the Howard Stern.
What was it that the system drummer said? Props to you for giving it a shot.
You said you know it's not on point. You're going for the ethos of how Bill Maher talks. And that's,
I'm not really offended.
On that, you nailed it.
Darren Malachi had said, it's always an honor when someone covers your song, so I can't hate the guy for giving it a shot.
Yeah, there you go. Chevy Chase's Jimmy Carter. No, Gerald Ford impression. It wasn't like a true impression, but it got the spirit of the guy.
Yeah.
It's iconic for it.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, Dusty Rhodes muffler, jerk. Criticizing impressions out here.
Well, no, it was Ho Pig Destroyer.
Yeah, Ho Pig Destroyer.
Ho Pig these nuts.
Oh, that should be like we do the shout-outs, and then after that, anybody who's in the comments, you just insult them.
These nuts in it. Dusty Rhodes muffler, these nuts. Like, that's it. It's just everything these nuts.
That's great, Rob. Keep that.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. If you are a wrestling fan, enjoy your WrestleMania weekend. There's plenty of fun stuff to watch for any type of subgenre of pro wrestling. If you're not a wrestling fan, the Grammys are this Sunday. You can watch that.
Yeah.
I wonder how many slap jokes there are going to be at the Grammys.
Oh, my God.
One is too many.
It'll be at least five.
And then whatever crazy thing happens, we'll talk about it next week, right here, next Saturday, at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. We hope you can join us. And if you can, you can watch the archives for free. Watch them. Watch on YouTube and on Twitch, or listen wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, and we love you.
Bye.
Ariel.
Holy shit. That was so good.
Can I just say that I just noticed that we at no point gave out the phone number or had the crawl with the phone number on it going?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're getting to the point where we need to just cancel Block Talk. Because if it's that forgettable to even us, then, like, what are we paying $40 a month for?
Well, what if a guest wants to call in? How does that work?
Is that ever a thing anymore?
They video in. I guess there wouldn't really be a way for a fan to call. Well, let's see when we have a guest in 2 weeks.
Okay.
If we get callers, we'll leave it. If we don't, then we'll cancel it.
Okay. All right. So clips. Did like that Howard Stern praise thing?
Yeah, the Howard Stern thing. Bill Clinton.
That was all part of, that was within 2 minutes. So that could be one clip.
Oh, that should be separate clips, though. Just the
Bill Clinton
part.
They don't have to be like 5 minute long. It could just,
they could just be a minute.
IG versions of each.
Okay.
So
by the way,
two...
I wanted to mention, so the Instagram, there's no time length anymore. We can post the FB version. But Twitter has a 2 minute, 20 second limit. So if the clip is longer than 220, you'd have to trim it for Twitter. Otherwise, it could just be one clip.
Oh, okay.
Should we just aim to only have Twitter length clips just to make it easier, or still have two versions?
Yeah, it could just be two. The whole clip should just be two. Yeah,
it's just a lot of the time, like the joke doesn't make sense if you don't have the prior 2 minutes or whatever. That's why I make them longer. But do you want me to just not do that?
Yeah, just not use. We'll just find like a shorter clip, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
So we got the Howard Stern. We got the Bill and Hillary. What's the Thursday?
Do we watch something else?
The Vince Neil stuff? Was there anything in that? Corpses, digging up corpses.
Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
There we go. There's three clips.
Yeah, we can do that. You guys still down for some Rolling Roaster?
Hell fucking yeah.
All right. I'm probably going to need like half an hour to edit. So maybe we meet at like 3.
What does that mean, we meet? Aren't you picking me up?
Yeah, I'll pick you up. But Darren, we could meet there. Or I guess I could text when I'm leaving. Because if you leave around that time, we could probably get there at the same time. And then I could probably give you a ride back.
Sure.
All right. Sounds good.
See y'all soon.
Bye.